The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Perek Kol Atzlomim, the third perek of Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishneh on Daf Mem Amid Beis says, Kol Atzlomim Asurim. The Prisha near Dei Asimim Kuf Mem Aleph writes that the word Tzelem is based on the Pasuk, Ki B'Tzelem Alekim Osa Oysam. Lashon of Tzelem is a Tzura Udmus. It's a form or an image, and when it is worshipped as idolatry, is worshipped as an idol, it is called Avodah Zarah. Hence the Mishnah that says, Kol Atzlomim, a tzelem, a statue or an image that is worshipped, is considered Avodah Zarah, and it is also to benefit, as we will see. The Gemara here explains that we're talking about an Andarti Shel Melachim, which according to Rashi is a statue of a king or an emperor that is already deceased, and they made a statue of him. According to Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, the ruler or the king is still alive, and he made a statue of himself. As we find by Nebuchadnezzar, he made a statue of himself and demanded everyone bow down to this statue. Machlokes in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim is where we are unsure if people have bowed down to this statue. Rav Meir holds it's still Aser, and the Chacham say it's only Aser. We can only assume that it was a statue used for Avodah Zarah purposes if there is in the hand of the statue a makel, a stick, a tzibar, a bird, or a kador, a ball or a sphere. The Gemara explains that these three items are symbols that this statue is one of Avodah Zarah, and that people bow down to it and worship it. The makel, the stick, is like a scepter, meaning to say that this statue rules over the people or over the world. The kador represents the world, and as if to indicate the entire world is in the hand and the power and the control of this Avodah Zarah. Tosfos brings an interesting fact for the Yerushalmi, that Alexander Mukden, Alexander the Great, went up to the heights, somehow he brought himself up to the heavens, and he looked from there down onto the earth, and he saw the Olam as a Kador, the world was a sphere, and the Yam, the bodies of water that surrounded it, Kikara, like a plate, as if there was a ball on a plate. Agav, as an aside, the Yavitz in his Hagos here brings that you see from this Gemara that already in the times of the Mishnah, in the times of Rebbe, and even the Goyim at the time understood that the world is round. The Mishnah also brings an opinion of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that says no matter what the statue is holding, it's also us. On Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Gemara tells us the whole machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim is only bishel krachim. And as when you have a statue, whether it's at the gate of the city or somewhere in the city, and you have a statue, we're unsure if it was one that it was worshipped and bowed down to. It's only a question when it's in the krach in a big city. Avol bishel kfarim, if it's in a small village, over there everybody agrees that it's usher. You have to assume that they have bowed down to it. The reason being that in a village, it's not plausible to think that they just erected a statue for aesthetic purposes just to be there to beautify the village. They wouldn't spend the money on that. Mashiach, in a big city, not in a village, but in a krach, a big city, there indeed it could be they just put up these statues to be aesthetically pleasing, and perhaps it's not an Avodah Zarah at all. Hence we have the machlokes between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Mar Gemara, we see some interesting halacha lemaisis. But before we say that, we need to give a bit of an introduction into Hilchis Hanoah Me'Avodah Zarah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Lamites delineates four types of Isuri Avodah Zarah. Four categories that a person is not allowed to benefit from Avodah Zarah. Says the Shulchan Aruch, an Elil, a statue on Avodah Zarah, Asurim Bano, the statue is Asur, he, the Avodah Zarah itself, Vitashmisha, things that serve the Avodah Zarah, for example, if the Avodah Zarah was on a table, or if there's a covering for the Avodah Zarah, that's Tashmish Avodah Zarah, that too is Asur to have an Avram. Thirdly, Vinoya, things coming to beautify it, as the Shulchan Aruch says over there in Sif Gimel, for example, if they light candles in front of it, if they lay material or clothing in front of it, if they put Kelim Naim in front of it to beautify it, anything there to enhance and beautify the Avodah Zarah is considered Noi Avodah Zarah, and it's also to benefit. And the fourth category is Takrevis Avodah Zarah, anything that's offered up to it, which the Shulchan Aruch explains, it has to be something that is similar, that correlates to something that we would bring lahavdil on the Mizbeach. So types of oichel, for basar, meat, shemana vesiltais, oils and flour, things that we would use for kabanas or menachas, mayim or melach, would all be considered in the category of takrevis, if that's what the idol worshippers bring to their avodah zarah. These are the four categories, avodah zarah itself, tashmish avodah zarah, noy of avodah zarah, and takrevis. Shulchan Aruch states clearly that this is also whether it's an Avodah Zarah of an Akum, of a non-Jew, or an Avodah Zarah of Israel. But there are two differences. The Avodah Zarah of a Goy is also Miyad, as soon as he designates it to be his Avodah Zarah, even before he actually worships it. While the Avodah Zarah of a Yid is only also once he actually worships the Avodah Zarah. Secondly, and Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, ein lo bittul olamis. We will see later in the perek, Avodah Zarah of Yid has no bittul, there's no way of being mevatlet and voiding it as an Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah of an Akum, however, of a non-Jew, the Avodah Zarah itself, and its tashmishim, and its noya, its beautifications, they can be bittul through the bittul of a goy. The fourth category of takrevis can never be bittul. Now, when we talk about this category of Noi Avodah Zarah, that's talking about something that's coming to beautify and enhance the appearance of the Avodah Zarah. However, in our Gemara, the statue here that is erected in a krach, which according to the Chachamim, if it doesn't, not holding something in its hand, we don't assume that it was used as Avodah Zarah, rather it's there purely as Noi. That noy that we're talking about, Agamara, is different than the noy of Avodah Zarah. The noy of Avodah Zarah is also because it's coming to beautify the Avodah Zarah. Here, the Andarti, this statue that is erected in the city, in the Krach, if it is not assumed to be used as an Avodah Zarah, then it is only there to beautify the city, to enhance the aesthetics of the city, and therefore there's no Isser to benefit from it. There is a Shaila about Hanoah benefiting from a Shesi Ve'eriv, a cross, and this comes up in many different ways. Is a Yid allowed to benefit from a Shesi Ve'eriv, a cross, or not? The Ramon, Yeredeya Simen Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, writes, Tzurois, and in the uncensored versions of the Shulchan Aruch, we now have what the Ramon wrote. The Ramon writes, Tzurois, Hainu Shesi Ve'eriv, Shemishtachavim Lehem, a Shesi Ve'eriv, a cross, which is used to bow down to the goyim, bow down to them, dinam kedin atzelam, it has the same status as an Avodah Zarah, va'asurim b'lei bittul, it will be yasser, unless a goy is mavatlet. Aval, however, oisen shatayla b'tzavah l'zikaroin, but those crosses that they wear around their necks, on a necklace, just l'zikaroin, just to commemorate something, just to remember an event, Laimikri Tzelem is not considered an Avodah Zarah umut. The Goyin, the Vilna Goyin, cites our Gemara as the source for this halacha, that a statue, or in this case a Shesi Ve'eriv, that is there merely for noy purposes, just for beauty, and not for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, is indeed mutter to benefit from it. And the Shach points out it has to be known that this was a cross of Shesi Ve'eriv that was not bowed down to. For this reason, the Avnei Nezer, in Yeredeya Simen Kuf Chav Beis, he was asked by a Yid who was given a mashkin. He was given a collateral from a guy for a loan that he extended to this guy. He was given the guy's necklace with the Shesi Veiriv. The Shesi Veiriv Shal Tzavari. The Yigiyazman, the time of Pirayin came up. The guy did not pay up the chayv, his loan. And the Yid still had in his possession this Shesi Veiriv. And he asked Avnei Nezer, it is mutter for him to use it to now benefit from the Shesi Veiriv. Avnei Nezer quotes Aramah here in Simukuf Mem Aleph Sif Aleph, and he says the Ramah says clearly that there's no chash of a Shesi Veiriv that is worn around the neck, that the guy bowed down to it, and therefore it is mutter to benefit from it. Says Avnei Nezer, the reason is because we see the way they treat the Shesi Veiriv is not in a way of respect. They bathe with it, and they are found unclothed, still wearing it, and certainly that's not something they would do to their own Avodah Zarah. And for that reason, the Avnei Nezer paskin there would be mutter. According to this, the halacha would be that any Shesi Veiriv that is only made for beauty and not made to worship it, it would not be also to benefit from it. That's why Rav Moshe Zatzal in Nigris Moshe Yeredeya Chilek Aleph Simen Samachtes, when asked by a person who collected stamps, and certain stamps came from different parts of the world that had a cross in them, was the Rav Moshe was asked, is it mutter to have these stamps in his collection as well? To which Rav Moshe responded, indeed it is mutter. Not also for the same purpose that we mentioned before, it's not meant to be an Avodah Zarah, rather it's just meant to be commemorative, it's meant to be a zikaron. It's meant to be for Noi, and it is mutter. In addition, says Rav Moshe, a stamp, once it's used, they stamp it out with ink, and certainly that's not something they would do to an Avodah Zarah. In the Sefer Maseiras Moshe, it's brought that Rav Moshe was once asked by somebody who wanted to buy a carpet that had on it the tzura of a cross, is it mutter? Rav Moshe told him that min hadin, it is mutter. It's not meant to worship, and it's not really a cross mamish, aside for the fact that people trample on it, because it's a carpet, it's meant to put your feet on it. However, Rav Moshe added that he himself would not buy such a carpet. In terms of the din of a Shesi Ve'eriv, in general, and coming up in different places, we find two opposing views and two approaches to a Shesi Ve'eriv, as we shall see. The Darkei Moshe in Yeredeya Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Katan Gimel quotes from a Sefer Shari Rachamim, who was a Talmud of Rav Chaim Volozhin, that he quotes Rav Chaim Volozhin, who quoted the Gra, to say that min hadin, anything that we know for sure that is not nevad, it's not used for idol worship, it's mutter. It's mutter. However, l'chatchila, one should stay away from these things. L'chatchila yesh lizar. And for that reason, he said, one should be careful even with the window frames. Usually a window frame is in the shape of a cross, a vertical and a horizontal line, holding the window glass in place. And the Rav Chaim Volozhin is quoted with the Gra as the one should be careful. Even, he quotes the Gaon as even the hooks on one's beged, one should take care that it should not be in the shape of a Shesi Ve'eriv. So we see there were those that indeed were machmir, anything that just resembled a Shesi Ve'eriv. There are many sources that the Steibler Zatzal was very makbid in this issue. It is quoted in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu from his Talmud, Rav Horowitz, Chelek Aleph in page Reshut Beis, Chelek Gimel in page Zayin, that the Steibler was very nizer in anything that resembled anything that could look like a Shesi Ve'eriv. In his apartment in Rechay Rashbam, the merpeset, the porch, was made out of sticks that were in the shape of a Shesi Ve'eriv, and he did not go out, and he did not have his Rebbetzin go out there for 18 years. They did not go out on this porch except for Sukkos, when the Sukkah, perhaps because the Sukkah blocked the Shesi Veiruv, or because of the Koyach of the Mitzvah. His wife once bought a tablecloth that had a design that appeared like a cross, and he forbade her from using it. At one time, even the Steibel was walking, and the electrical wire that was running in between two poles was sagging down, and this made it look, between the wire and the pole, it made it look like a Shesi Veiruv, and the Steibel refused to walk underneath it, and he petitioned the electric company to fix it, which indeed they did. So certainly we see that the Steibler was going along the lines of being machmer like the Gro. In the Shalos Tshuvos v'Hanhogos Chelek Beis in Tav Yud Aleph, Rav Moshe Sternbuch was asked, is one who purchased a blanket that had the image of a Shesi Veiruv on it, is it mutter? He paskins, like we find in our Rambah, bigger than its mutter, since it's certainly not made to be nevad, it's not made to worship, it's not made to zara, it's only made for the purpose of nai, indeed it is mutter. However, he says, l'chatchila, it's mos hadover, it's certainly not a nice thing to do, and l'chatchila, one should not buy such a thing. And he quotes then the stipler, that Hagoyin Rabbi Yaakov Kanievsky Zatzal, nog l'hachmir afilo loy lichtav ois ayin, b'ksav mishita. In other words, a script ayin, which starts at the top and looped and then ends up at the top again, the Steibel would make sure not to make a loop, because even though it's not really a Shesi Veiruv, but since there are two points and it somehow it resembles a Shesi Veiruv, and so too it's brought in the Sefer that Reb Chaim Kanievsky is makbir like this, following his father's meaning, not to even write a script ayin, because it resembles a Shesi Veiruv, even though it would seem in Adin, certainly it is mutter. There is a maisa with the Chofetz Chaim. When he was older, he once took a trip on a wagon shaking back and forth, and then he was dozing off, and he was sleeping the whole way, but at every post, at every gate or border area, they had a Shesi Veiruv, there was a cross hanging there. And to the astonishment of the people who went along with the Chofetz Chaim, they found that even though he was dozing the whole time and his head was bobbing up and down, miraculously, as he approached the gate where there was the Shesi Veiruv, the cross was hanging there, all of a sudden his head stood up erectly and didn't move. They passed through the gate, through this border, and then again he went promptly into his sleep. In other words, Min HaShemayim, they wanted to protect the Chofetz Chaim from even looking as if he was shaking his head and bowing to this cross. Mitzad Sheni, on the other hand, we find an opposing view from the Darkei Tshuva there in Sifkot Dalet, brings from a Shailas HaTshuvas Bar Levoy, which was written by Rav Meshulam Yisachar Horowitz, Rav Stanislav, in the early 1900s. And there he was asked the Shaila, which he says, when he got the Shaila, he says it was kimetzachik beinai. It seemed to me like a joke. Kimeyolam le shamati shiala la das la shkiach. When this Shaila, and the Shaila was asked if it was one allowed to have windows where the frame of the window is in the shape of a Shesi Veiruv, it's dem le Shesi Veiruv. Says the Bar Levoy, he says, dovers them maybe le de gichuch. He says it brings us to laughter. No one ever thought of such a thing that it should be a problem. Go look what everybody does. In shuls, in batei midrashos, they have windows that have the frames of the windows in the shape of a Shesi Veiruv, and nobody says anything. It's not a problem. It was never considered as an issue. He goes as far to say, and he says, that if you want to be choshish for this, then how could we eat the Rosh Hadog Shekoyrin Hecht, which is in English we call it the pike, that fish has in its head, it has a bone that indeed is crisscrossed, it's a Shesi Veiruv. He says, could you be choshish to a minik shtush kazeh, that someone shouldn't eat the pike? Shouldn't eat the northern pike, the hechtfish, because of the Shesi Veiruv? He says, Nishtakei adavar v'loy noymar. This thing should be put to rest. And it's based on the Rambam that we quoted, that anything that's na'aseh only lanoi is really not a problem whatsoever. In Tuf Reish Yud Beis in 1852, the Shalom Meshiv, Agav writes in the middle of a tshuva in Maradura Kamechel Gimel Siman Ayin Aleph, he says that we merited to see Pnei Malkeinu, that the Polish king traveled through Lvov, through Lemberg, on Chag HaSukkos, and the people were supposed to go out to greet him. And ahead of this visit, the king sent certain medallions. And there was a Jew there, a Yid, who was Mekabel, one of these medallions. He was one who was chosen to get this. And he came and asked the Shalom Eishiv, is this mutter? To which the Shalom Eishiv responded, the Ramon Simikuf Mamalev Sifalev says, a true tzura Shesiv Eiriv, that you bow down to is also because of a tzelem. However, a Shesiv Eiriv, that you tell him it's Avel Izikoroin, is not called the tzelem. And he says, therefore, it would seem that the king here is only sending this along only because of the occasion, the special situation that he's coming along to visit the people and greet the people. It's not miskaven only lemazkeres ava shino suchein be'enov. It would seem not to be a problem to have this. Although he ends off his tshuva v'tzarechi in bozeh.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.